You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm at the Royal Air Force Club in London for a launch and reception for the British Wireless for the Blind Fund. And I'm here with Laura, who's did a speech this evening, a presentation about her experience of the charity and mainly through her daughter. But Laura, just tell me a little bit about, I suppose, your connection with the British Wireless for the Blind Fund.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So I connected with the organisation after my daughter was born around nearly 3 years ago now. And I actually got some information from our local eye clinic liaison officer who told me that they were giving free Alexa devices to children. And I thought it would be a great opportunity for my daughter, who's also registered severely sight impaired. At the time, obviously, she was a baby, but she loved music and sounds and all of those kind of things. So I reached out to them and they kindly gave me a device. And then a little while later, they contacted me for some feedback, which I gave willingly and happily. They've checked in on us as a family and just really made sure that we're looked after, which is great.
And in your presentation, obviously you're visually impaired yourself, but I think your connection with the charity only came when your daughter was born and you know, sort of when she was growing up a little bit. She's two or three at the moment. Yeah. And that's quite interesting to think that, you know, that was the only point when you made connection with the organisation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think back when I was a child, I think there was a lot less information around. Also, my parents are fully sighted, so they were coming into a world that they knew absolutely nothing about. And I think it was very scary for them and they didn't have a lot of support. So sort of, it's so much easier now to find out what is out there in terms of support with the internet and all of those kind of things. Whereas back in my day, it wasn't really something that was talked about as much. So I feel like I took a different path as a parent with my daughter and was able to kind of access more of these support services, which I guess just reflects how much has changed through generations.
I think that's true, because you know, when you look at, you know, they had a few radio sets in the room this evening, and looking at the sort of how things have developed over the last sort of almost 100 years since the charity started. Technology has changed, the way we access audio has changed. And I think, you know, that's probably why the organisation has moved in the way that it's moving, which is more support for people.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel the way that I've sort of looked at it is that they are following up on their initial goal, which is to provide that technology, but also giving people the opportunity to feel confident in using it. And I think that's where there's sometimes maybe a gap in support, is that building someone's confidence to actually use the things they're being provided. Because if you do have someone who is given technology, whether that be an iPad or, you know, a smart speaker and things like that, if they don't know how to use it adequately, then it's just kind of going to sit there being unused, and they're going to feel sort of isolated from that and things. So I think that the fact that they're taking that next step is brilliant.
And how has having a smart speaker in your home helped you and your daughter?
It's amazing, actually. I've had smart speakers before she was born, and I always found them very useful for myself. Just things like telling the time, telling me what the weather's like outside, just answering just general questions, really. But when Daphne arrived, I found it so much easier to just be independent around the home. So whether that just be putting some music on to soothe her, we use it a lot at dinner times because she's always been a bit difficult with food. I think she struggles with the sensory sort of aspect of it. So to kind of keep her calm and happy, we'd put her favourite songs on and we'd dance around, and then she would kind of be more distracted from eating and kind of, it would just make it much nicer. So it's really kind of brightened those parts of our lives which can be quite challenging, and just made it a lot more manageable and easier for us. And she's at that age now where she knows she can wake the smart speaker, which is great for her, not so great for us.
And Laura, you actually launched the new name of the charity. Tell me what it is and tell me what that name might mean to you.
So Visibly, the new charity name and brand, when it was first sort of presented to me, I immediately kind of warmed to it. To me, it was, from on the face of it, the word visibly gives so many different connotations of wanting the people who are receiving the help to be seen and heard, and also to help them to feel able to do things, and coming back to that kind of confidence level that we were talking about earlier. So I think that they chose a really well-rounded name for what they're trying to achieve. And I really like the idea behind their kind of tagline, which is the kind of Site Loft Tech Team, because I think that encompasses everything from provision to skill base and beyond, really. So it's very universal in that way. And I feel like they've made a real effort to just listen to the community and what we need. And they've answered a lot of questions. And it's really great that they've done that, I think.
So there is a great sort of future for the charity for the next 100 years, you think?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I definitely think they're on the right track. They've shown real sort of presentation in how they can adapt to a new world and modernise and those sorts of things. And I think that just shows how adaptable the charity can be. So if they can do that now, then I'm sure that they can continue to do that over the next 100 years and keep helping people.
Well, Laura, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me today here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.